Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio. And the Houston Astros, they have been so impressive this season. Of course, the fast start and the leadership of the Astros' new manager in A.J. Hinch. However, tonight, we're going to turn back the hands of time. We're going to relive some memories from the incredible talent, the Astros pitcher, J.R. Richard. I mean, no one was more intimidating or powerful on the mound than JR. Listen to this, 6'8", 220. He reached 100 miles per hour on the radar gun, racking up more than 300 strikeouts in back-to-back seasons. I mean, he could flat out power the opposition and was at the prime of his career, and then suddenly it all came crashing down. It is a story that must be told. The new book on J.R. Richard, it is Still Throwing Heat. That's the title of it, and we are absolutely honored to have with us tonight right here at YSR, and he's joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Insurance guest line. That is J.R. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I kind of want to pick your brain because a lot of curiosity. I mean, folks are talking about it here in Houston. Why are the Astros, why are they playing so well this season? I mean, they'd struggled mightily over the past few years. I mean, their last winning season was in 2008. What kind of changes have you seen?
Well, I'll just say this, it's finally putting everything in gelling, you know, because the Astros has been a team of great hitting, no pitching, good pitching, and no hitting. So they just finally put everything together. Just got the right combination of ball players to fulfill those spots, and everything is clicking. So, and they're young guys.
Absolutely. And I had talked about, you know, just you being that so intimidating and powerful on the mound. Your impressions of the standout pitcher in Dallas Keuchel. I mean, he's their ace. He's their go-to guy. And perhaps, as some say, he's the best pitcher in the league right now.
Well, I say it like this. Well, I don't judge a guy by a season. Give him a few seasons, consistency. They said give him a few back 4 or 5 years under his belt, then it really shows how good he really is.
Of course, tonight, J.R. Richard, a former standout and great with the Houston Astros, is joining us at YSR. And let's transition now. Let's take time to relive your time with the Astros. Some say you're the toughest pitcher to ever get a hit off of. I mean, the most feared pitcher in all of baseball. That's how Sports Illustrated described you. What sets you apart? I mean, you're 6'8", 220, but in your mind, what sets you apart and gave you that edge and that extra set of confidence?
Well, I think the same thing that sets me apart is what set Michael Jordan and LeBron James. I was thinking that attitude about you being the best of who you are, and you know who you are, and you do what you do. And that was my attitude of being the best. Didn't want to sell for second place, wanted to sell for best. And you put your best foot forward in all cases and all times. Well, I did anyway.
Well, you're shining the spotlight on Houston Astros, their standout, J.R. Richard. A retrospective on his career. It was tragically shortened by a stroke at the tender age of 30. The new book out, it is titled Still Throwing Heat. But I want you, J.R., take us back to those early days. You're from Ruston, Louisiana. You were the second overall pick in the 1969 draft. As I've said, 6'8", 220. But you turned down 200 basketball scholarships to sign with the Astros. Why did you decide, ultimately, that baseball was your sport?
Well, real simple. Signing bonus.
Okay. And it was, what, $100,000? Okay. Yeah?
Yes.
Was there anyone that encouraged you, perhaps, to go ahead and pursue the sport of baseball?
Well, I talked to my coaches. I talked to others, some other people in the community that I respected, some elders. And that was one of the main major reasons I chose baseball instead of basketball.
J.R. Richard, the ultimate standout pitcher with the Astros in the 70s. In fact, 78-79, led the division in strikeouts. What was your most devastating pitch?
Fastball. Some say fastball, some say slider, because my slider was only 98.
And how difficult was it to make the transition to go pro? I mean, what was the biggest challenge that you had to face to get comfortable? I mean, you were trending in the right way. You progressed each and every year until you had your stroke.
My attitude stayed the same. Mm-hmm. Of being the best to do the best you can in all time, that stayed the same. So transition wasn't a big part because I didn't really look at a transition. I just looked at one thing, which my attitude was being the same in all time, and that's what I done.
And I was going to say, you know, when you make that crossover, I mean, how long did it take for you to finally get comfortable and to make that transition?
Well, I can't really pinpoint on the time on the timeline right now for scheduling about how long it took. Matter of fact, I wasn't even thinking about no timeline. I don't think I really ever got where I wanted to be at that time because I think if I'd have got that and had much better control, I think I was a year or two away. But I mean, I never did sell in my prime.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would have gotten better, you know.
And, of course, Nolan Ryan, he wrote the foreword in your new book, had high praise for you. What was Nolan like as a teammate? You guys weren't together that long, but what was he like?
Well, I don't think you could. Nolan Ryan was great. You couldn't pick a better friend than Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan was a good guy.
And so you're cruising along. I mean, you're at the top of the world. I mean, you're highly regarded as the most feared pitcher in all of baseball. And then something terribly went wrong. You started to experience some dizziness, and you underwent some tests. What happened?
Well, I had a massive stroke. I wasn't playing a ball game, as some people might say. I was, which I've told the story before several times, I was on the field when it happened. And I just felt a lot high tone ringing on my left side. Then I became my equilibrium was off, so I became real dizzy and disoriented. So eventually I laid down.
How do you think the Astros handled your situation? I mean, because it seems like some of those warning signs that they were perhaps missed.
Well, I think they could have been much more professional about it and handling the situation as they done. I think it could have been a lot better. But as I said before, time goes on, life goes on.
Right.
You learn to get up and live, or lay down and die.
Hey, you're listening to the voice of J.R. Richard. He is joining us, of course, Houston Astros great, the ultimate standout pitcher for the young listeners that are tuning in, of course, in the 70s, an incredible career. Now, your closest friend, what, with the Astros was Enos Cabell, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. How did he encourage you to kind of get through this very difficult point? And also, you know, when you finally had to come to the realization that, you know, JR, that you couldn't pitch anymore. I mean, was there hadn't been a period of denial.
Well, he didn't encourage me at all. God encouraged me to get through this,
mm-hmm.
which I turned to God for some answers because I did not understand what was going on at that time because it was totally confusing to me. So through God, helped me to get through this tough ordeal.
Yeah, obviously, it was very tough. I mean, so is there anything in hindsight as you look back on that, JR, that perhaps even that you could have done differently as far as just handling this?
No, I don't think I would have at this time. The main thing about all that was accepting the fact that I wasn't going to pitch anymore. And, you know, accepting the fact and then still trying to live. So, you know, you can't keep on dwelling what's in the past. What's in the past is gone. So you're looking forward to the future now. So that's what I was concerned about anyway.
Yeah, that had to be tough, though, for you, JR, because, gosh, you know, to be at the top of the world, you know, playing Major League Baseball, you're at the prime of your career, and then you have this stroke. I mean, were you mad at God? I mean, because you had to felt cheated out of just an incredible career.
Yes, it was real tough at the time, but God gave me the strength to carry through, to make it through. So, you know, I would say, things happen. You learn to accept them, and life goes on. And like I said, you lay down and die, you get up and live.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a decision that you have to make within yourself.
Hey, J.R. Richard is with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, the title of his new book that is out, and you definitely want to go out and get a copy of it. You can go anywhere, Amazon.com, Barnes & Nobles. It is titled Still Throwing Heat, Strikeouts, the Streets, and a Second Chance. And anyone that picks up a copy of this book, what is the one thing that you want them to take away as they go through the book, J.R.?
Well, that God has an answer for everything. Regardless of what humans say or what he do, what happens within the human, God has the answer. So you need to look to God for the answer. Don't look to human, because God had the answer, and He can answer a lot of things that humans can't answer. See, if you turn to God, you get God results. But if you turn to man, you're gonna get man results.
Right, and you hear many times people say that, you know, you get to the end of yourself, you get to the beginning of God. Right.
That's right.
Well, JR, congratulations on the book. It's good to hear your voice. It's wonderful to have you on the show. I know our listeners are going to go out and get a copy of the book. Houston Astros great JR Richard has been with us tonight at YSR. Thank you so much, JR.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR. You stay close as we get ready for hour number two.